So, Anne, this new inquiry has now been announced. Can you just give us an idea of the scope of how much it will focus on Ivan Milat and how much it might take in other cases? What exactly is it meant to do?
So it's going to look at unsolved murders and disappearances, and it's also going to look at how the police have handled it, you know, whether there's been some oversight by the police and they haven't done their job properly, or whether there's some deeper conspiracy, which at this stage there's no evidence of. But I think we'll hear a lot from the victims' families, and some of them have done their own digging, like Hugh Hughes. They will be wanting to present as much as they can about what they know about their cases and why they think it could be linked to Ivan Milat. I think it will be cathartic for some of the families to realise they're not alone, that a number of families have gone through this same terrible loss and not knowing where your loved one is, and still, I suppose, you still cling on to the vague hope that they'll walk through the door one day. So I think it'll be very cathartic for them. I'm not sure where it will go in terms of solving the mystery of missing people in New South Wales.
Just more broadly, most of Ivan Milat's known victims were women. Some were men. And some of the questions around whether he had more victims, those victims were also women. Do you get a sense that our view of him and his offending has changed over the years as we understand more about gendered violence and the characterization it can have?
I think society's become far less tolerant of poor behaviour towards women. At the time, like, I grew up in the 1970s and 1980s as a teenager, being told not to hitchhike. But there was a lot, there were a lot of disappearances at that time. And there was a certain amount of blaming the victim, you know, like, she made a bad decision to hitchhike. Now, you know, as I said, I didn't do it because I was so terrified. But I think now that would not wash. There would be a view that if we have a dangerous person out there, that should be the focus, not the behaviour of women.
The inquiry gets underway next year. There's still a lot of unanswered questions. How do you see things going there? Will it refocus everyone's attention once some of the testimony gets underway?
So I think they'll probably start with looking at what Task Force AIRE did, which was the inquiry into Ivan Milat. Now, they identified 58 potential murders and disappearances that could be linked to Ivan Milat. Now, you could go down that rabbit hole and start looking at what's available on each and every one of them. There are certainly some that have quite strong links. So Clive Small, who was the chief investigator in the case against Ivan Milat, he named Karen Rowland, Peter Letcher, who disappeared and whose body was found at Jenolan Caves, and then another woman, Diane Panaccio, who disappeared in 1991 from Bungendore, which is near Canberra. He identified those three as almost, he thought they were probably linked to Ivan Milat.
Because of the nature of the crimes.
And I think they could establish from the records that he was in the area. He was looked at, I think, as a suspect, at least in the case of Karen Rowland. In the case of Peter Letcher, I think there was a ballistics match. All of these things will come out and we will be able to understand, well, why didn't the police go further on those particular cases? But there are many, many other cases. So there's a cluster of cases from 1978, 1979 from Newcastle. Leanne Goodall, Amanda Robinson and Robin Hickey, who all disappeared, leaving pubs, hitchhiking. And so I think those ones will be looked at pretty carefully. And then there's some from Queensland. The interesting thing is that Jeremy Buckingham's been trying to get Ivan Milat's records his employment records, because he worked for the Department of Main Roads, which is, you know, the people who fix the roads. He was highly mobile, and he's been unable so far to get hold of a comprehensive record of where he was. So that's a bit weird. I think those sort of things will come out of the inquiry, like, where are the records? He didn't have a driver's license. Malat did not have a driver's license for 10 years. So how did he work for the DMR without a driver's license, driving trucks all around the state? So some of those aspects will come out, and they probably haven't been looked at before. So there will be definitely some new information, and I think people will once again be, you know, completely besotted by the mystery of Ivan Milat and what he did.
And it sounds like it will really focus our attention a lot on these cases, and Milat himself. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Okay.
That was New South Wales State Correspondent Anne Davies. You can find more of Anne's work on theguardian.com, and we've linked her latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Joe Coning, who also did the sound design and mixing. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also leave a review. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.